The food bank is on a special project. I'm losing my words here. What's the food bank up to lately, Andrew?
We're doing a strategic planning exercise for the food bank. None one has never been done for our food bank, and so we were successful in accessing some United Way funding for doing this exercise because we wanted to sort of inform ourselves a bit more about opportunities, threats, things we're doing good, things we're not doing so good, opportunities for change, and that type of thing.
So you're looking for public input into this.
Yes, we are. And not only like the general public, we're looking for like donor, long-time donors input. We're looking for clients input, as well as volunteers. So yeah, as well as the general public that are not sort of falling into those general buckets of things.
What kind of information are you looking for?
So I haven't seen the full question yet, but we want to know what do folks think about our programming? Do they think of any opportunities for change? Any complaints that they have that they may not have voiced before? And in there, we could see opportunities for change. So we're not restricting the type of information we're looking from the public for this. We want to hear about everything that might be on their mind. That when they think of the food bank, they maybe thinking about abuse of services. That may be something on people's mind. Maybe they think about maybe used by different clienteles or groups, and they may be concerned about abuse of the services, or maybe they're concerned about ways that we could they see us changing and maybe integrating with other services and stuff like that. So yeah, we're open to all manner of feedback that might be on people's mind when they think of food banks.
How would I participate in providing this feedback?
We have printed survey forms, as well as we have a QR code off our Facebook page, and that QR code directs you to the survey. And the survey asks for the questions of like if you fall into the particular buckets of donor, clientele, general public, whichever one, because the survey questions are sort of tweaked a little bit differently depending on what user you identify yourself as being. So we really want to share it broadly and widely, as best as we can. We're going to be doing direct mail outs to those groups, like to a specific clientele group, those who have provided emails. We're using emails and phones. We are sending letters to our donors, like who have those who like give us checks. We'll have their mailing address and that. So we would send a mail questionnaire to those folks. We have it on our website as a QR code. We are trying to stick it up all over town as much as possible with the QR code. So yeah, those are the main areas we're trying to sort of get it out into the public domain, both as a printed survey and as a digital survey.
Is there a deadline?
Good. We have to generate this report by the end of, I'm gonna say by the end of April. We have to generate this report by the end of April because we're supposed to demonstrate the billing to United Way by May. Like all the funding is supposed to be spent by May. So the report has to be wrapped up in a bow by the end of April. So the survey I don't think would last for more than 2 weeks ish.
Okay, so the sooner the better if you want to provide input.
Yes,
All
yes.
right. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
About the about this
Yeah, about the survey or anything?
I don't I think it's just where the South Porcupine Food Bank is really excited about being able to do this. And we of course we encourage client anyone, the general public, to participate, in those groups. And we would love to hear particularly things outside the box. No idea is a bad idea, and even all questions. And if it's just questions that you have, please send those along too. It mightn't be actual suggestions, but it might be questions you have about our operations and our mission and what we do and stuff like that. So all feedback like that is accepted and good, and we're really excited about the strategic planning.
I'm sure that the survey and ultimately the strategic plan will validate what you've been doing, but also inform you on what direction you might be taking to even improve on that.
Yes, that definitely. We want to know. We want to see if we're doing the right thing, if we've lost our way, and maybe do things differently. And we want to be accountable to the public. I guess that's, and so this is a nice opportunity to be accountable. And I'm really glad for that sort of unintended consequence of having a strategic plan, is that we want to demonstrate that we're accountable to the donors, to the users, the city of Timmins, and quite frankly, also the province, that, because I think I've mentioned it before, is that we see ourselves as part of the broader social safety net of the province of Northern Ontario. And so we're happy to do that. And we want to see, how we could do better at that and within our resources. And even if we means changing, because like we mentioned, it's volunteer based. So maybe some of the things that might come out might mean that we may need to hire like a dedicated manager that could open, for emergency services, because that's one thing that we're hearing feedback. There's a need for an emergency service for people in need and whatnot, and connecting to the other food banks a bit better and that social safety net through the living, what do they call it, boy? The food hub. So the food hub model that was supposed to be in Timmins, we see ourselves as part of that, albeit we are in South End. So how we could best connect with that thought is a good approach too.